If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Today I want to talk about the challenge and then the reward at the end. I think we see this in lots of books that we're reading. I'm reading a series right now where for sure it's like they have the story and then they have like all the hard things that happens to the hero or the heroine, and then they have the reward at the end, which is very, very satisfying. And I want you to think about a time in your life where this has happened. I'm going to give you an example from my life, okay? And most of the time, I'd like you to think about things where you have made the choice to take on that challenge or to do that thing, not necessarily something that was thrust upon you, although that might be a good example as well. So kind of think about a time for you. I was thinking about when I started working on my doctorate. Now, the funny thing about my doctorate, if you guys have heard me talk about it, is I finished my master's degree at the University of Minnesota. I was teaching graphic design foundations at the time. And they were like, hey, Karina, did you notice you only have like 3 courses left plus a dissertation? And I thought, wow, I mean, I could finish my PhD pretty fast. And I did. For a doctorate, I finished really, really quickly. But 3 years later, I finished the 3 classes in 1 semester, and then the whole rest of the time was spent writing the dissertation, running t-tests, and doing all sorts of things that really grew me, but were difficult. Writing a dissertation is so different than writing a book. And now that I've done both, it has been really interesting to think about the comparison and contrast between the two. You know, with the book, I felt really called to write certain things to help designers get to the next level. And that book's called Design, Profit, and Prosper, and you guys have heard me talk about it. That book was really me thinking about my designers, my design suite designers, and anybody who's really struggling to learn how to become a designer and try to figure out how to help them on their journey, right? My dissertation was an exploration of education. At the time, my dissertation, it was about understanding the way short-term memory works. We were working with 7 seconds or less. So understanding how short-term memory works and understanding the differences between photographs, typography, and illustrations, and if the memory in a short-term situation could remember one thing better than the other. We did end up having a lot of interesting results from that, but a lot of also inconclusive results from that. Hey, the PhD was in design, not, writing or speaking. Anyway, so I really dug into that dissertation, and the last semester of it, I was extremely pregnant with my second child, who kept me up in the middle of the night. And I spent a lot of 3 a.m.s in the morning writing this dissertation. That was just like, I couldn't sleep very well. I'd wake up, I'd go downstairs, I would write, maybe take a nap so I could be awake for my 3-year-old at the time. And, I remember that time being difficult. Josh at the time, my husband, was working on a law degree. He was pretty well unavailable. He was knee deep in that. We were both teaching. He was teaching in the Portuguese department and I was teaching in the design department. So our lives were just really busy, really, really full. And some days felt very hard, like we weren't getting enough sleep. And it's just like that young period of time. Those of you who are, especially those of you in my program or that come to a design boot camp, and I see you're this young mom going, I truly, when I talk to these young moms, like I feel for you because it is a difficult time. And not that every other time in your life won't be difficult, but it's just a physically draining time. And I remember that so, so very well. Anyway, all of that to say, there was this time period of struggle writing this dissertation, teaching, having, a small child and being pregnant, and then the amazing reward at the end when my PhD was turned in, the dissertation was done, the committee meetings were finished, and I could sigh this big sigh of relief. I almost didn't even celebrate it, but I remember sighing this relief, like this big breath of air, knowing that I had done this really hard thing that I knew very few people had, first of all, done ever in design, but second of all, that I had done it, and I was the first person I know in my generation to get a doctorate in my families. My mom is Chinese, and my dad was the first kid of 9 kids, and he's second to the youngest to have gotten a bachelor's degree. And so I knew that this was something kind of monumental just for my own family. And I want those of you who have been, you know, trying to decide if it's worth taking on a challenge, if it's worth, I know I just got done talking to several people who are like, I'm not sure, should I join Design Suite or not? But not just Design Suite, going back to school. I just encouraged someone that they should maybe go back to school, that that might be a great fit for them. Everybody's circumstances are different, but this was someone who was young, very young. I consider our program to be the postdoc program. Like, you go get four-year degree, and then you come back and do our program. Unless you are 35 and up, then I'm going to say bypass school. If you already have a college degree, go straight into a program like mine, because it will get you where you need to go. But for someone who's really young, like, we have a few that are 18 to 25. That group, I really like to see them go to some college first. I think it's important socially more than anything. Anyway, where was I going with this? I was thinking about that struggle and then the reward and the satisfaction that comes from it. I think that very often when we keep ourselves at neutral, like, we don't go out of our way to become better, to do something challenging, that instead we stay in this land of neutrality, and what happens? It's just neutral across the board, right? Like, it just stays neutral. When we don't have a big struggle or a big challenge, there's no good reason to feel the hardships, right? So it feels like, oh, this is hard in our bodies. We feel the emotions of that. And then to also then feel the celebration, the win, the reward. I think that all really, really good things come from big struggles. In fact, I was writing in my journal just 2 days ago, because I had a difficult week. And I remember writing the words, this week was really hard, which means next week is going to be awesome. And that's because when we climb something, then I know that the end, there's usually a reward there. Those things are emotions, and the way this life balances out is very interesting. You guys have heard me say this before, that I went to a conference where someone said that, you know, our emotions and the way our life goes is really 50-50. It's 50% bad and 50% good. And for some reason, we're always expecting it to be 100% good when it's not like that. But if we can expect at least 50% of it to be bad, then we can also expect that 50% of it will be good. I feel that way about the winning and the losing, or the failures. Like, the more failures I have, the more wins I have. There is no question about it. The more fails I have, the more wins I have. When we stand in a place of neutrality, we are not growing. If anything, we're taking a few steps backwards. And that's because we're not growing. We're not trying to do something interesting. We're not trying to change our lives or change the trajectory of our lives. And so what I really want to emphasize to you today, because it's something I've been thinking about, especially in the last couple of weeks, as I have been building and creating all of these new things, 2023 has been monumental in terms of just the amount of things that I have been able to do, but my team has been able to do in our design business and in our design program. But our design business alone has been, we have been doing so many amazing, fun, cool new things, and it's just been very, very exciting. I hope that you are in a period of your life where this is exciting, that becoming a designer, being a designer is so incredibly exciting. And that if you are ready to take it to the next level and you want to hang out with me and my team and some amazing, amazing designers, a community that I didn't expect to create. They created themselves in a lot of ways. I know they meet with each other and they talk to each other and they have side meetings, and I'll see some of those going on. It is amazing. And you might just be missing the community piece and you didn't even realize that you needed it. I know that I never knew I needed it until a couple of years ago, and I joined something that gave it to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have been missing out. I had no idea that I was missing out. And most of the time, it's all about you don't know what you don't know. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And when I started finding those things, like, my life started changing. I hope that my goal in life is to help the one. It's always to help the one and help each one of you get to the place that you need to go. And those of you in Design Suite, you guys know that I am very, very concerned and excited about your success. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me for this podcast episode. Just remember that we have to go through struggle and trial to feel the reward, and it's worth it. It is absolutely, absolutely worth it every single time. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.